这个一系结束哦，一个很重要的主题就是拜偶像。
One of the central themes in Ezekiel is idol worship.
那在第一章啊，如果我们看这个第一章
，Let's turn to chapter one.
从二十六节开始
，beginning from verse 26.
这个在看到神荣耀的形象。
We see the appearance of God's glory.
哦。第二十六节说，在他们头上的穹苍上有宝座的形象，蓝宝石，宝座上有人的形状。
And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was the likeness with the appearance of a man high above.
然后看起来有金的形状。
And also from the appearance of his waist, he looked like the color of amber.
然后有火的形状，二十七章。
And the appearance of fire all around within it.
哦。然后二十八节，红的形状。
Verse 28, and the rainbow, the appearance of rainbow.
哦，那二十八节最后一句话，这是神荣耀的形象。
The last verse, statement says, "This is the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord."
哦，所以这个以西结束的另外一个主题就是神的荣耀。
The other subject theme of Ezekiel is God's glory.
哦，那这个神的荣耀跟以色列拜偶像，这是不能够同时存在的。
The glory of God cannot coexist together with the idol worship of Israel.
哦，所以刚刚开始的时候，他看到神荣耀的形象。
In the beginning, it opened with the God appearance of God's glory.
哦，那这个神荣耀的形象其实就在圣殿里面。
The glory of God appeared in the temple.
啊，我们看那个第三章啊。
Turn to chapter 3.
22. Verse 22. 神的灵降在那里对我说：“你起人往平原去。”我在那里对你说话。23节。
23.
于是我起身往平原去，不料神的荣耀正如我在加巴鲁河边所见的一样，停在那里，我就俯伏在地。
Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, Arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you. So I rose and went out into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face.
那个所罗门圣建殿的时候，神的荣耀充满这个圣殿，祭司都站不住。
When King Solomon dedicated the temple, God's glory was so mighty that even all the priests could not withstand it.
这个圣殿呢，是神跟人相会的地方。
The Lord's temple is a place where God meets with people.
那从第三章开始，这个神的荣耀就开始一步一步就离开了。
Beginning from chapter 3 and on, God's glory began to fade step by step.
哦，那到第九章。
By chapter 9,
三节。
Verse 3.
以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上，现在从那里升到殿的门间。
Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the chair where it had been to the threshold of the temple.
哦，基路伯那本来在约柜上面有一个施恩的宝座。
Now upon the chair, which is on the ark of the covenant, there is a mercy throne.
那神的荣耀就降在那里。
Which is where God's glory dwells.
那现在神的荣耀就开始往上升了。
And now God's glory begins to ascend.
好，那到第十章。
By chapter 10.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
神的荣耀从殿的门间那里出去。
God's glory departed from the threshold of the temple.
啊，停在基路伯以上。
And stood over the cherubim.
哦，那到最后神的荣耀就离开了圣殿。
And finally, God's glory departed from the temple.
哦，那神的荣耀离开圣殿，巴比伦就攻进来。
When God's glory departed from the temple, that's when the Babylonians besieged Israel.
那圣殿就被拆掉了。
And the temple was destroyed.
那圣城就被火焚烧啊。
And the holy city was burned up with fire.
因为神荣耀离开了。
For God's glory had departed.
那这个神的荣耀离开一个最重要的原因，就是以色列百姓拜偶像。
One of the most important cause for God's departure is because the Israelites worship the idols.
所以这个偶像跟神的荣耀不能够互共存。
Because the idols cannot coexist with God's glory.
因为神是忌邪的。
For God is a jealous God.
所以 哪里有偶像，神就离开了。
Wherever there is idol, God will depart.
神一离开，荣耀就没有。
The moment God departs, there is no longer the glory of God.
那这个以西结书这个殿啊，就是代表教会。
This temple is representative of today's church.
教会是神的居所。
And the church is also the dwelling place of God.
充满万有者所充满。
It is filled by the Almighty Creator.
是荣耀的。
It is glorious.
荣耀的殿。
A glorious temple.
那如果我们信徒有偶像，啊，教会里面有偶像，神的荣耀就渐渐就离开了。
If the believer's household or the temple or the church of God has the idols, then God's glory will gradually depart.
那个偶像不一定木头刻的。
And that idol may not necessarily be carved in wood.
所以我们在以西结书里面，你可以看到，啊，从第一章开始，神的荣耀显现。
In the book of Ezekiel, we see chapter 1 opens with God's glory. And it goes on to talk about the Israelites worshipping idols. And God assigned Ezekiel to warn the Israelites to return. But they refused to do so. As a result, God's glory departed. And the temple was destroyed.
所以，就这样，以色列人就被掳了。
And this is how the Israelites were exiled.
但是到了以西结后面哦，另外有一个殿。
But toward the end of the book of Ezekiel, we see the appearance of another temple.
它盖在高山上。
It is built upon a high mountain.
那如果我们看到描写那个殿，就不是物质的殿。
And judging by the description of this temple, it's no longer a physical temple. It's a spiritual one.
那个殿里面呢，神的荣光又回来了。
In that spiritual temple, God's glory reappeared.
所以这个以西结书是从物质的殿啊，神怎么离开被拆毁，到最后啊，属灵的殿建好了，神的荣光再回来。
The book of Ezekiel describes how the physical temple was destroyed. Upon God's departure, but later with the rise of God's spiritual temple, God's glory reappeared.
那个以西结后面那个殿哦，我们就知道就是属灵的神的殿，就是神的教会。
The latter temple we know is symbolic of today's church, which is the temple of God.
所以以西结书啊，它是从所罗门所盖的殿哦，开始一直谈到末世的真教会。
The book of Ezekiel started with the temple which Solomon built, and goes on to the temple of the latter days.
所以这是相关的。
And they are both related.
所以我们每一个礼拜读七章哦，你读到后面，你就发现，哎，那个殿就变成另外一种殿。
And as you read the book of Ezekiel chapter by chapter, each day you will see that the temple has taken on a different form.
那这个第八章哈，第八章就在提到在圣殿里面呢，看到有人在拜偶像。
In Ezekiel chapter 8 describes people worshiping idol in the temple.
然后我简单解释一下，那等一下我们大家来想，你觉得偶像在我们生活中代表什么？
We'll briefly describe what went on, and then let's talk about what do the idols represent in our daily life.
在家庭里面又代表什么？
And what do they represent in our family life?
在教会里面又代表什么？
And within our church, what do they symbolize?
那这样我们实际上来讨论，哦。
We'll go into this kind of discussion.
好，那这个第八章哦，就在第一节就在讲哦，神的灵降在我身上。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 1 says, God's glory came, God's spirit came upon me.
然后神的灵降临，他就看见两个事情。
The moment God's spirit descended upon him, he saw two things.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神的形象和火的形状。
He saw the appearance of fire, taking on the shape of God.
这个火代表很圣洁。
Fire represents holiness.
那是焚烧嘛，洁净。
For it burns away what's unclean.
所以下面说，腰以上有光辉的形状。
And it says here, from the waist waist downward, waist upward, there is a this fire.
所以这个好像光耀的晶晶，所以这个圣洁跟荣耀这是一体的。
Waist upward, the appearance of brightness, and we can see, holiness and sanctity go together hand in hand.
哦，所以第一个神的灵降临，他就看到神的荣耀。
So first, when God's Spirit appeared, he saw, God's glory.
所以我们就知道这个是属灵的看见，不是肉眼的看见。
We understand this to be the, the vision in the Spirit.
这是属灵的眼光。
For, through his spiritual eyesight, he saw this.
所以这个大卫说，我在神的殿瞻仰神的荣美。
And David says that, I behold God's glory in his temple.
那这个殿是什么？教会。
What is that temple? It is today's church.
去到教会，神的荣美在哪里？我们去到教会，神的荣美在哪里？
When we go to church, where do we see the glory of God?
啊，就是神的灵进到我们里面，你在属灵上才能看得到。
Only when the Spirit of God enters into us can we behold this beauty of God.
如果没有神的灵进来，真教会的荣美，神的荣美你看不到。
Without the Spirit of God descending upon us, we cannot possibly see God's beauty or the beauty of the true church.
我们只看到建筑物。
We only see the physical building.
我们只看到人。
We only see people.
所以这个圣灵的同在，圣灵的感动，这个是很重要的。
So we see it's so important to have the bindings of the Holy Spirit to indwell us.
如果没有圣灵在开我们的心，神的荣耀看不到，只看到人，这教会待不久。
Without the Holy Spirit abiding in our heart, it's, we cannot last long in this church, for we only see people.
那如果得到圣灵，神让我们在灵里面能够看见他真教会的荣美。
But if the Holy Spirit descends upon us, then we can truly see the beauty within the true church.
怎么受逼迫都不会离开。
And regardless of how we are persecuted, we will not depart.
所以这个属灵的看见非常重要。
Therefore, it's very vital we see in the Spirit.
那第二个看见呢？
What is the second vision?
就是从第三节开始啊。
From verse 3.
灵将我举起在天地中，在异象带我到耶路撒。
The Spirit lifted him up between earth and heaven and brought him in vision of God to Jerusalem.
耶路撒就神的殿。
Jerusalem
是圣城。
Is the holy city of God.
那结果他就看到有触动神怒气的偶像的座位。
And where he saw in the inner court where the seat of imagery, image of jealousy was, which provokes God's jealousy.
所以这个圣殿，他以西结是在异象中看到有偶像。
Ezekiel saw in the vision that there is an idol in the God's temple.
这个就是属灵的眼光。
This is the spiritual eyesight.
那有时候我们到教会里面没有，教会哪里有偶像？
Because if we were to go to church today, where can we possibly see any kind of idol?
但如果到天主教，就很容易看到偶像。
But if you were to go to Catholic church, you can see idols all over.
玛利亚的像。
Mary.
保罗的像。
Paul's image.
甚至主耶稣的像。
Even the image of Jesus Christ.
这个都是偶像。
All of those are carved images.
因为用有形的来把神要表现出来。
They use physical forms in order to reveal the likeness of God.
但是人有神的灵充满的时候，有属灵的眼光，才能够看到灵界里面的偶像是什么。
But only when we are filled by the Spirit of the Lord will we be able to perceive what is the idol in the spiritual form.
所以第四节开始。
Beginning from verse 4.
说谁知道在那里有以色列神的荣耀。
And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there.
所以神的荣耀本来就是应该在神的殿里面。
The glory of God ought to be in God's temple.
但是他看到那里有触动神怒的偶像。
But on the contrary, he saw the image which brought God, provokes God's wrath.
所以从第五节开始就提到这是祭邪的偶像，最后一句话。
Verse 5 says, this is the image of jealousy.
就是引起神嫉妒的。
For it provokes God's jealousy.
所以以色列百姓只有两个选择了，第一个就把偶像拿掉，如果不偶像不拿掉，这是神离开。
The Israelites were faced with two choices, either remove the idol or the Lord would depart from them. Just like when a man falls in love with two women, he has only one choice. Either remove his latter love or his wife will run away. Because two of them cannot both exist. There are many challenges to believing in Jesus Christ. One of it is to remove idols.
那物质的比较容易拿掉，反正这偶像，圣经讲的清楚，要拿这个不困难。
It's much easier when it's something physical. Physical idols you can see, so you can remove it right away.
困难是属灵上的，从属灵上来看的偶像。
What's difficult to remove is a spiritual form of idols.
这个比较难。
This is much more difficult.
那除非这个能够真的有一个改变，不然我们人跟神的关系没有办法很亲，要有一个偶像。
Yeah. Unless we are able to do this and make, otherwise we cannot bring about a transformation in which we are closer drawn to God.
所以第六节。
Verse 6.
对我说，人子啊，以色列家所行，就在这行大可憎的事。 使我远离我的圣所，你看见了吗？你要看见更可憎的事。
Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary. Now turn again, you will see greater abominations.
所以我们到教会里面本来是去拜神。
Therefore, when we go to church, our originally intent is to worship God.
那神说，我远离我的圣所。
And yet here God says, I'm far away from my sanctuary.
那神如果远离他的圣所，人到圣殿里面就拜不到神了，因为神已经离开了。
If God is far away from his sanctuary, then even if we go to his temple, we don't see God.
所以一个教会里面呢，我们对神的体验能不能体验到神，这个跟教会里面有没有偶像很重要。
So whether a person can experience God in a church really depends on whether an idol is removed.
所以说，这里说神，我远离了圣所。
God says here that he is far away from his sanctuary.
好，那从第七节开始。
Verse 7.
好，说领他到院的门口。
He brought me to the door of the court.
好，那第八节。
Verse 8.
说你要挖墙。
He said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall.
好，那个墙，如果不用这个有一个墙，你就看不到外面。
So imagine if there's a wall in front of you, you can't see outside.
墙有图画，看起来很漂亮，没有什么问题。
If there's some picture on the wall, it looks pretty.
那挖墙什么意思？
What does it mean to dig into the wall?
就是从你外面看到这个很漂亮，把它挖一个洞进去，看到里面。
It means to break through to through something that may appear to be pretty.
就是看到里面，不是那个表象，是表象隐藏那个里面，那个才是真的重要。
It means to go beyond the surface of things, and what's inside counts a lot more than what's outside.
好，那挖了一个洞以后，第八节就进去看所行可恶的事。
Once he dug into this wall, he saw there was an abomination, wicked abomination.
就看到四象的四面滑的爬物，各样的走兽。第十节。
And he saw there every sort of creeping things, abominable beasts.
那这不是外面墙壁挡住你看得到的，你要挖一个洞进去，你才看得到。
So because with a wall acting as a barrier, you are not able to perceive these things. You must break through the wall.
所以我们的生活有没有偶像，这不是外表，没有，家里没有，不是这样。
So whether we truly have idols in our life, it's not something we can perceive physically.
要挖一个洞进到里面去看，你才看得到。
We have to dig a hole and go inside in order to see what's really inside.
好，然后十一节。
Verse 11.
这些向前以色列家七个长老站立，撒番的儿子其中，个人拿着香炉烟云香祭上坛。
And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. In their midst stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand.
这个七十个长老，好像摩西当时也有长老，这是以色列的领导者。
The 70 elders or consider the elders of Israel.
但是十二节开始啊，说他们暗中啊，在个人化物所行，你看见了吗？
And verse 12 says, all these elders in secret have done something, something displeasing to God.
就是他们在带头在拜偶像。
For these people who were supposed to be leaders are guiding people to worship idols.
是墙壁挖一个洞进去以后才看到。
And this is something that you can perceive only after you dig a hole in the wall.
所以这个整个以色列百姓的这个信仰偏了，已经偏到偶像去哦。
We see the entire faith of Israel had been perverted into worshiping idols.
有时候跟引导者有关系。
And sometimes this has to do with our leaders.
所以这个领导者是神的恩典，但是有时候责任很大。
The leaders are a grace from the Lord, but they are also carry with great responsibility.
看到十六节
，verse 16。
我就领到神的内院，谁知在神的殿门口，这是内院哦，他们二十五个人背向神，在拜太阳。
And now the Lord brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch, there were 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their face worshipping the sun.
所以十七节神就很感叹了。
Verse 17, God sighed.
他对我说，人子啊，你看见了吗？犹太家在这里行可憎的事还算小事吗？在神的外院，在神的内院里面，在拜偶像，这还算小事吗？
Have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here, worshipping idols inside and outside?
所以如果我们把历史这样回转几千年，你看到哇，这么慈爱的神怎么这么残忍啊？允许当时的这个巴比伦把他们杀掉这么多人。
If we were to turn back the clock several thousand years, we might wonder how come the merciful and graceful, loving God would be so cruel in killing so many people.
那我们只是看到外表。
Because we only perceive the outside.
没有从灵里面深入去看到为什么神允许这个发生。
We don't see in the spirit into the depth of things to see what's the real reason why God allowed this to happen.
所以十八节。
Verse 18.
因此我要以愤怒行事，我的眼不看息。也不怜悯他们，虽然向我大声呼求，我还是不听。
Therefore, I also will act in fury; my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them.
所以最大的罪是第二节拜偶像。
So we see the greatest offense is in the second commandment, which is to worship idols.
这是整个第八章啊，因为本来是看记录是第六章，看起来第八章比较有。
So this is the central theme in chapter 8.
第九章开始。
Starting from chapter 9.
在异象中就看到天使拿刀子就开始杀了。
We see in the vision where the angels drew sword to kill.
那整个都在拜偶像，你有办法去改变吗？没有办法。
When everyone is worshiping idols, is there anything you can do to change? No.
但是神把每个都杀掉吗？也不是。
But will God kill each and every one of them? No.
那在所有的人都在拜偶像中，谁没有被杀掉？这个很重要。
And it's important to note of all the people who were slain, who were left alive.
好，我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
第九章第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
神对他说：“你去走遍耶路撒冷全城，见那因城中所行可憎之事啊，叹息哀哭的人，画上。”
The Lord said to him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it.
所以如果在那个城里面有一些人他很痛恨这个拜偶像。
Thus, if there are some people within the city of Jerusalem who hates these abominations,
为着拜偶像是在叹息哀哭。
And they sigh and cry over such idol worship.
他没有办法改变，但是他没有随从他们。
And even though they cannot do anything to change the fact, but they cannot go along with it.
那这样头上都画一个记号。
So the angels put the mark on their foreheads.
那画的记号怎么办呢？
What do you do after that?
就天子就进去了。
Then the angel entered the city.
我们看那个从第六节开始。
Let's read from verse 6.
将年老年少处女婴孩妇女圣所全部都杀死，凡有记号的不要挨近他们。
Utterly slay old and young men, maidens and little children and women, but do not come near anyone who, on whom is the mark.
哦，然后从殿里面的长老杀去。
And begin the slaughter at my sanctuary.
那第七节。
Verse 7。
对他们说，这污秽这个殿是院内充满被杀的人。
Then he said to them, defile the temple and fill the courts with slain.
就是因为圣殿充满偶像污秽啊，引起神愤怒。
Because the temple was filled with idols and had been defiled and provoked God's wrath.
所以从第八章我们再看前面跟后面啊，这样有一个大概有一个方向题目，我们可以大家来分享一下。
Once we understand chapter 8, then we are to look before and after to get a better grasp.
神的荣耀还有拜偶像，以现在来讲是什么意思？
What does it mean to have God's glory, and how does it relate to us in idol worshiping?
那在我们生活中，你觉得偶像是什么？
And what do you consider to be idol worshiping in our daily life?
好，进来。十分开始吧，还有二十分钟。
Have 20 minutes.
有问题可以提出来讨论，心得可以发表感想。
You can either raise questions or you can share with everyone your reflections. 刚传到我一个问题，像我觉得变成成人以后，这个就是赚钱对一个人来讲，好像是一个比较重要的事情。可是要到什么程度会变成说，我这个赚钱已经变成是在拜偶像？
对，这个是一个非常实际的问题。
So my question is, when you grow up.Making money, earning money is a very important milestone for grown-ups. But to what extent does it become idol worshiping?
这是一个很实际的问题。我想大家来讨论一下，我再来结论。赚钱到什么程度就变成偶像？其实哦，这个一个基本原则了。你那个钱这个字也可以把它擦掉，换上什么学问，换上什么世界上成就，意思都一样。但是基本的原则是什么
？There's a basic principle involved. You can get rid of this money and replace it with education or fame or degree.
22.
We can see this from a different angle. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Earning money can make us wealthy.But this kind of wealth does not add any kind of sorrow. This is something that really touches me. So where do we draw the line? To what extent does it become idol worshiping?
I think once it starts taking away your attention from God, so that you can't focus on God anymore, and all you can think about is money, stuff that dedicating your time to God, then that's where you draw the line between how much you can work. If it takes your time away from God, you shouldn't be doing it. Because God should be your number one priority. So it's okay to earn money as long as it doesn't take away your time to God.
只要赚钱可以啦，但是就是不要变成说把神取代了，right? Or
其实我之前是你在看那个，他为什么主要说那个财主进天国去呢？
Why does the Lord say that it's hard for rich people to enter God's kingdom?
当然那些财主是很有钱的。
Of course, those wealthy people were extremely rich.
那为什么主要特别用财主来做比喻？
Why does God use the rich people as especially mention them in the parables?
我可以做一个思考，就因为我觉得就是可能就是因为有钱，就是就像我讲的，就是看主的福音、主的救恩，就是。
So when we consider wealth as more important than God, don't think that money is something that we can touch or enjoy.
救恩现在来讲，至少我们现在每一个人没有看得到，也没有摸得到，还没有，至少还没有去拥有了。
But salvation seems like it's something that's beyond our grasp because we haven't really enjoyed it.
因为等到主耶稣第二次再来的时候，咱们才知道。
And we can only enjoy it when Lord Jesus comes again.
那所以我提到说，一般世人所追求的是他目前能抓到多少，他觉得要守着所说的，那是劳碌嘛，然后去享受。
So what people of the world pursue after mostly.Just like King Solomon says, labor under the sun and then enjoy the fruit of your labor. But why does Solomon mention in the conclusion that of all matters that we are to fear God? Because no matter how much luxury you enjoy, in the end, everything is empty.
那第四，我提到说赚钱一个，我们讲到要什么样的限度呢？我觉得第一个就是你有没有，就是你在做这个工作有没有尽你的责任，有没有借着这个工作，然后有时候容身一人，有没有做这个样子的一个情形？那如果你在做这方面的工作当中，哦，不管你钱多钱少，我觉得这个方面是至少是哦神所喜悦的了。
When we are doing our job, we need to make sure we are doing our job faithfully and we can glorify God and bring benefit to others. And this will please God. And most important thing is to be content. Don't be so consumed with making money.
思考一个定义，就是把它看成比神还重要，就是偶像。那像我们这样想啊，赚钱的界限在哪里
？Another definition of idol is when anything becomes more important than God, it's an idol. So based on that perspective, now let's look back on earning money. Where do we draw the line?
我们就想哦。那个少年的财主哦，在做决定的时候，他为什么离开耶稣
？Let's look at the rich young man when he was presented with God's challenge. Why did he depart from God?
他也想得永生啊。
He also wanted to obtain salvation.
那他为什么离开耶稣
？Why did he depart from Christ?
圣经说，因为他钱很多。
The Bible remarked that because he was so wealthy.
啊，他跟主耶稣要他做的冲突。
And there was a big conflict with what God wanted him to do.
所以他就选择离开耶稣。那对少年财主来讲，这个就是偶像。
And he chose to depart from Christ. So for that person, this possession became his idol.
你跟神要我们做的冲突了，那你选择另外一边，不是选择神，那就是偶像。
When something becomes a conflict to you, and you no longer you choose that certain object over God, then it will become your idol.
哦，再看另外一个例子哈。
So let's look at another example.
爬到树上去看耶稣的是谁？
The person who climbed a tree to look at Jesus.
撒该嘛哈。
Zacchaeus.
撒该哦，没有一个人喜欢他。
Zacchaeus was someone that everybody hated.
大家把他看到罪的。
Everybody considered him to be a chief of all sinners.
为什么？
Why was it?
他为着钱，他可以不择手段。
Because for the sake of money, he can resort to any means.
那这个就是偶像。
And so, the pursuit of money is idol.
那现在主耶稣要到他家去了。
Now Jesus was about to go to his house.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
我要把一半分给穷人。
I'm going to distribute half of my possession to the poor.
我骗人要还他四倍。
And if I have cheated anyone, I will repay him four times.
所以现在来讲哦，钱不是最重要。
So in today's terms, money is not the most important.
我要做神认为对的事情。
I will do what God considers to be right.
哦，所以不骗人也不要还他。
Therefore, I will not cheat anybody, and I will repay what I have cheated.
过去他可以为钱呐、啊，谁得罪都没有关系。
In the past, he can offend anybody for the sake of money.
现在他要一半给穷人，要还他四倍。这个，所以那个钱的重要性已经掉下来了。他遇到耶稣以后，钱已经不是很重要。
But now he's willing to part with half his possessions and repay four times to anyone who's cheated. That means money's value in his eyes has lowered, whereas the value of Christ has ascended.
所以主耶稣才说他是失而复得。
This is what
好像迷失的再找回来。
This is why the Lord remarked saying that this is he is a lost. He was lost, but now he's found.
就是他把偶像拿掉。
And all he did was he removed his idol.
所以这样看起来哦，如果我们用不正当的方法、违背良心的方法去赚钱，这个就是偶像。
So based on the story, if we had done anything that's cheating people or anything that's dishonest, it's considered as idol worship.
因为这违背。在神面前，我违背神的原则。
Because in front of God, we have done something against our conscience, God, and against God.
或者说逃税，这个不好。
Or for instance, tax evasion.
好，那刚刚哈，我们那个生活的还没有一个结论哈。我们的生活有三个内容。
There are three tripod to our life.
就是以撒搬到别示巴。
When Isaac moved to Beersheba,
他做三件事情。
He did three things.
以撒搬到别示巴做三件事情。
There are three things that Isaac did.
第一件事情，第一件什么？
猪
坛。第二件事情。
First thing was he built an altar, and second he dug a well.
第二件好像不是挖井，
支搭帐
篷。哦，第三个
was build a tent.
挖一口井。
Third is to dig a well.
那这个三个哈、哦，代表我们生活的三个内容。
These three things represent the three aspects of our life.
第一个内容，烛坛就是献祭，就是敬拜。
First thing we do to build the altar is to worship God.
第二件事情，帐篷，因为那个时候是游牧民族，就是家庭生活。
And second, build the tent, pitch the tent, which is building the family. They were nomads.
啊，第三个挖一口井是养羊啊，就是他的职业。
And third, dig a well is to feed his livestock, which is his career.
所以我们的生活有三个内容。
So we see that there are three components to our life.
所以什么叫做贪财？因为圣经说贪财就是拜偶像。
What does it mean to be greedy after money? Because God considers that to be idol worshiping.
你把家庭生活的时间跟 信仰的时间全部用来赚钱，那个就是偶像。
When we dedicate all the money, all the time that should be spent on our family and on God, and totally dedicated on making money, that is an idol.
而不是说哦，这个钱是我很认真赚来，这有什么不对？
It's not right to say that because I work so hard for my money, so what's wrong with that?
不错，以国家的法律来讲，这没有什么不对。
Yeah, according to the country's law, that's right.
啊，但是站在神的原则来讲，这不对。
But speaking from the principle of God, it's wrong.
因为我们还有信仰生活，还有家庭生活。
Because we still have a life based on our faith and our family.
所以这个生活要平衡。
And our life must be balanced.
那以这样来讲，我们就发现很多人已经超过界限。
So if we look at it from this definition, we see a lot of people have overstepped the bounds.
哦，没有神了，有的连家庭也牺牲了。
A lot of people have no God, nor and they also have sacrificed their family.
这是另外一个判断的原则。
This is another standard of judgment.
大家，时间快到了，还有五分钟。
那可是像这些人，他们仍然是在那个神的殿里面，可是他们也在拜偶像。他们是在拜神，可是他们还在拜偶像。那是不是像我们一样，我们来拜神，可是我们？
以教会来讲，因为殿可以指着教会，以教我们到教会里面，如果高举神超过神，那个就是偶像。
In the church setting, if we overpraise someone above God, then that becomes an idol.
所以你如果为着高举神，你不是高举神，有时候人意见不一样，教会就分裂了。
If we overpraise a person above God, then if there's some sort of difference of opinion, the church will split.
所以在我们以教会来讲，就是说，对我在教会里我也在祷告，但是有时候我们这个潜意识里面我们还不知道自己已经不是把神摆在最重要，那个这个就是问题就出在。
And even though we pray in the church, subconsciously we may not understand that we have already we place God with other forms of idols.
我们最近查考马太福音里面有一章，就是说主耶稣说你不可以服侍两个主人。那可是我们生活当中不是有工作啦，有赚钱啦，可是还是有来拜神嘛。那我们不是说绝对的嘛，不可能说有一就没有另外一个，我们仍然是两个并行在做。那要怎么样才能够达到像神那样讲，就是说没有服侍两个主人。
So in Matthew, the Lord says that we cannot serve.Two masters, Mammon and cannot serve two masters, Mammon and God. And it's not an either or option, rather, it's a matter of balance. Because the Bible also tells us that we have to work for 6 days and then rest on the seventh day. There needs to be a balance, and it's important not to take away the time that should be dedicated to God and instead bring that to making money or doing anything else.
所以才有一句话说，他说钱不是万能的，但是没有钱呢是万万不能的。
So there's a saying that money is not everything, but without money you have nothing.
这个是现在社会上都在讲，但是你怎么去把它拉在这个平衡点啊？这个平衡点怎么去把它抓平衡的？这个是非常重要的。
It's important to have that wisdom to know where the balance point is.
对，那个不可以服侍两个主人，主要就是不要被控制。
Do not serve two masters. The main thing is do not be controlled by that particular thing.
一个很实际的例子，现在有两个工作让你选。
So let's say a very practical example. Now you have two career choices.
这个工作要做15个钟头。
If say the job one requires 15 hours.
但是它的 pay 是加倍。
But the pay is double.
那另外一个工作做8个钟头 ,pay 是一半。
The second job is 8 hours, but the pay is half.
请问你要选的是
Which job would you pick?
这个是很实际的。
It's a very practical issue.
这样一看就知道钱在我们生活中重量在哪里。
So just by your answer, you can tell how much money means to you.
你如果选择一个 pay 很高的，当然生活水准就会高。
If you pick a higher paid job, of course you will enjoy a higher standard of living.
但是你一天上班十几个钟头，你怎么有力量去拜神？怎么有力量做圣工？
But if you work over 15 hours a day, how can you possibly have the energy to serve God or have spiritual cultivation?
但是如果你真的要去爱神、照顾家庭哦，要做圣工，你要选择一个工作时间比较短的。
But if you truly want to set time aside to love your family and to serve God, then you have to pick a job that has less hours.
那收入比较少，收入比较少，你生活水准就要往下降啊。
And because there's less income, so you have to you will have a lower standard of living.
这个就是不是偶像，我没有被他控制。
And then you will not be controlled or mastered by this idol.
服侍就是被他控制的意思。
When you serve someone or something, you're mastered by that person.
所以哦，我们价值观要变，不是说哦配很高就很好，不是这样的。
So we have to change our value system. Just because the job is very high paid doesn't mean it's the best.
当然，你如果配很高，不会影响信仰，不会影响服侍神，不会影响家庭，感谢主和神的恩典。
Of course, if a job is very high paid and doesn't affect your family life or your life of faith, then praise God.
但是如果你会影响爱神跟爱人，你选择一个配比较低一点的工作，我们要为这样的信徒而感谢神。
But if it's going to affect our faith or our family, then we rather go with a job that pays lower and give thanks to God.
而且这样的信徒没有偶像。
Because this kind of believers does not have idols.
还有一点哦，另外一个就是什么叫贪财？贪财就是有偶像嘛。
What's another thing to be greedy? Or because greed is considered idol worship.
圣经说急速发财，哇！
The Bible says when we want to get rich quick.
急速发财是什么？赌博。
What are examples of getting rich quick? Gambling.
炒作股票不好。
Or do stocks.
不是 do stocks 啊、哦，长期的投资没有关系啊，但是哦，用炒的那个
短期
投机的不好啦，投资的没有关系。
So long-term investment is okay, but if you're just day trading, short-term trading, then it's not good.
所以做基督徒有时候难在这里。
So this is a difficult part about being a Christian. A form of idol worship can be when we consider ourselves to be very important and we feel the need to be respected. That can also become a form of idol worship.
以西结书后面有一节呀、啊，圣经节就是说，坐在神的座位，那个就是偶像。
In the book of Ezekiel, it says the person who sits in the throne of God is considered an idol.
我们是人，但是我们坐在神的座位，这个就是偶像。
Because we are human beings, how can we be sitting in God's throne?
所以我们信仰生活服侍神真的是战战兢兢。
Therefore, in our faith, we have to serve God with fear.
确实啊，要神保守我们，才能够让我们敬虔来度完我们一生。
It's only with God's protection that we are able to finish our life in safety and peace.
今天到我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.